So we should get into the swing of the sugya. Or perhaps, just let's say, the first halach in the Mishnah and the Gemara. The Mishnah starts, Misha meisei mutal lefonov, potel mikrishme minatfilin mikol mitzvah yisamures patoire. A person who is an oinon rachmonon etzlon, meisei mutal lefonov. In the pashtus of the Mishnah Vayistoi said the mace is in front of him, so he is at that man potter from Krishma Tvila Tvilan Mikol Mitzvah Samuris Betoyah. So the Gemara says Mutal Lofon of Ein. It would seem from the Mishnah that the only time he is potter when the mace is Mutal Lofon of. B'she'enai Mutal Lofon of Loi. But if the mace is not Mutal Lofon of, the mace is in another room, so then, it would seem from the Mishnah, then he is chayev b'krishme u'minatfile. Now, the havamin of the Gemara, that, and we'll see later, Rav Papa holds that it's tafke mutal lefonov. So what is the maila of mutal lefonov? So yesterday we had started learning, there is a machloikis harishonim, why an oinon is potam min hamitzvahs. Rashi seems to learn that the ptur is just like a chosen is potter from krishme, is istorut b'machsheves mitzvah, and that potter, even though he's not doing something physically, but the tirde de machshove, that what he's osuk in thinking how to be mekayim a mitzvah, so that potters him from all other mitzvahs. So Rashi learns that an oinon also is in the same boat. He's also torud in mitzvahs kvure, b'machsheves kvure. That's how Rashi learns. So according to Rashi, the Nachlas David says, so we can understand perhaps if the mace is mutal lefonov, then the tirde is much greater. If he finds himself in another room, could be the tirde is not so great, and we don't have a ptur of oisik b'mitzvah. For example, there is a machlekes harishayim achosn bayoim if he's potter mikrishme. Maybe davke balayla. This is a machlekes harishayim davke balayla. He's right before the mitzvah. Then there's a tirde de marshove bayoim. There's no tirde marshove. So the Gemara held according to that what the Mishnah says that may say mutal lefonov is potter. He's potter davke mutal lefonov. Then there's a tirde de marshove. And then he is potter mikrishme. We had a svare in Taisvis that what he is potter from mitzvahs is als kvoidoi shel meis. That the covet of the meis requires that he should only be oisik bedvar of shel meis, and he shouldn't be doing other things. A ptur of kvoidoi shel meis. So this we also can hear. Could be kvaydei shal mace is dafke. If he's together in the same room with the mace, then mishim kvaydei shal mace, he should not be oisik and other things, afilu and other mitzvahs. Masha ein kain, if it's not mutal lefonov, so then there's no kvaydei shal mace. So this is the hava mina of the Gemara, that our Mishnah holds he's only potam in a mitzvahs, Davke when it's meisei mutal lefonov. Mutal lefonov ein, v'she'enei mutal lefonov loy. The Reminu, so the Gemara says, I'll ask you a kasha from a different baraisa. The baraisa says, mishe meisei mutal lefonov, oichel bebayis acher. He should not eat in the same room where the mace is. And Rashi says, it's nirek loyig l'rosh. He does not possess a different room. He should go to Beis Chaveiroi. If there is no Beis Chaveiroi, there's no room for a chaver that's convenient. He makes a mechitza in this room in order to, that he should not be eating together in the same room with the mace. So marzel ponov v'oichel, then he just turns around and eats. Ve'enoi meisiv v'oichel, when he eats, he's not koiveya himself, a kviyasude. Bizman chazal, the kviyas was achila derech haseve, used to lay down on the left side, alamite, an oinon should not be kaveya suda. Beinei oichel boso, beinei shoyse yain, an oinon is also beboso. Be yain, we'll see later why in Tosfos. Beinei mevorech, beinei mezamen. And here we hear a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Rashi learns, einei mevorech, beinei mezamen means, Einim Mevorchi does not have to make a bracha. He's potter out Isaac b'mitzvah. But it would seem from Rashi, if he wants to make a bracha, he could make a bracha. And Tosfos learns, Einim Mevorech v'einim mezamein. Ein mezamein means he doesn't bench b'chas hamozein. And Tosfos learns, Einim Mevorech, not he's potter to bench, he's not allowed to bench. Als kvaydei shel meis, he is also, that is a poiter and a oiser. That he shouldn't do anything that's in any way distracting him from the his askos with the mace. Ve'ein mevorech ve'ein mezam. Ve'ein mevorchin olav ve'ein mezamnin olav. So let us see Rashi over here. Ve'ein mevorchin olav ein tzorech sheyevorchu lo acherim bebirchas halechem. That we just said before that he doesn't make a brach himself. But now it says, maybe I would think he doesn't make a bracha, but maybe someone should make a bracha for him. That means if someone is eating, he should be mahada to get someone to eat, and Yena will make a bracha for him. So it says in the Baraisa, no, that is not necessary to get someone else to make a bracha. It is a little difficult to understand what the Havamina would be. Let's say, according to Rashi, he doesn't have to make a broche. But there'd be a havamine, that he should get someone else to make a broche for him. What's the difference? Perhaps the havamine would be that I could think that the reason he's potter to make a broche is because he can't be mechaven. According to Rashi, tirde de machshove, that means he can't be mechaven. Broches needs kavone. So I could learn the p'tur is not als oisik b'mitzvah. I could learn the p'tur is als onus. He can't be mechaven. He has a tirda on him. He can't be mechaven. Therefore, he can't make a broche. So it could be, when is it necessary to be mechaven? If I'm making the broche myself. But what if Yen is making the broche for me? So then I could be yaitze with Yenim's kavonis. I don't need my kavonis. I just have to hear what he's saying. It is not necessary. So I would think maybe, Takya, I am an onus I am not capable to make a bracha, but let's find someone to make a bracha for me. So the Baraisa says, no, that's not pshat. The pshat is not that you can't make the bracha, you're potter to make the bracha. You're oisik b'mitzvah, you're potter min ha-mitzvah. Ve'ein mezamnim olav. Now according to Rashi, the chiddush is, ein mitzdalfen im shloisha lezimun. So I found in the Siv Sech Achomim, he said it would be preferable to say, Ein mitztafim im shnayim lezimun. That lemaise, the chiddush is that even though he be'etzem, according to Rashi, it's very geshmak chiddush, that even though if he wants, he could make a bracha, and if he wants, there's no iser, but al koponim he cannot create a zimun, because a zimun we need shloisha bal chiyuve. It's two and nothing. He's not a bal chiyuve. So therefore, the miri is meire, even though there are some shitas that hold a cotton can be mitzvah for a zimun, an oinen is even worse than a cotton. Ein matrid in oisei klal. Like he's out of the parsha. So memele, so the barais is telling us that we cannot create a zimun with him, since he's potter from mitzvahs. O potter mi krishma, min atfile, min atfilen, mi kol mitzvahs, o amurais batoyim. Now, we'll see, in reality, we have already a kasha. It says over here that we're talking about an oinon, one is eating in someone else's house, one is eating in a different house of his own, and one is eating together with the mate. But it seems in all these matzovim, he is potter from Bichas Hamozein and Krishma and Tvila, etc. So the Shaila is, so here it would seem, even though it's not Meisoi Mutol Afonov, he's also potter. That is the Gemara's Kasha. It is interesting, we'll see the Gemara as yet does not ask the Kasha. But the Kasha L'Chaire should be asked already. it would seem that all these einanim are potter, even though it's ein meisei mutar lefanav. And the Mishnah would seem that an einan is only potter if it's meisei mutar lefanav. This is the Gemara's kasha. But just let's mention two interesting halachas. One the Rosh brings down and the other the Be'er Halacha brings down. We are speaking about an einan that is potter mikol mitzvahis ha'amurais patayim. He's potter. The Rosh brings down an agemore. There was a meiser with the ri. The ri was a achmanen etzlan an einan meitzoi Shabbos. Meitzoi Shabbos. So others wanted to make havdalah for him. They said, ein mevolchen olav. There's no such inyan there. An oin, you don't make havdalah. And he went and he ate. That one is not allowed to eat before havdalah. If he mechuyin in havdalah, he's potter from havdalah. That's what he did meitzoi Shabbos. Sunday after the kvure, his talmidim asked him, and you should make havdalah. He says, no, I'm potter from havdalah. So he told them a moshul. He says, even though the halach is one can make havdalah till Wednesday, one has till Wednesday to make havdalah. He says, but that is the zman havdalah is meitzoi Shabbos. If one did not make Havdalah Meitzoi Shabbos, is as man tashlumim till Wednesday. But that, the whole din of tashlumim is only if he was mechuyev to make Havdalah Meitzoi Shabbos. He was potter to make Havdalah Meitzoi Shabbos. So therefore there's no din tashlumim. So he held that he didn't make Havdalah that week. That is Shitas Hori. And then the Rosh brings down the Shitas Rav Meir Minuremberg. That he said nitazoi. Rameim in Nuremberg said that, and it's a very lomdishe machloikis, he held the zman havdalah is till Wednesday. Not that the zman is meitzoi Shabbos and is a tashlumim till, if he didn't make it, is a zman to be mashlum havdalah till Wednesday. That's the zman. The zman is, v'shteitzecha, chatchila one should be mavdol meitzoi Shabbos. So therefore, if one was potter meitzoi Shabbos, it's Sunday, so now he should do it. Just like Rashi says in the Mishnah, that according to Rashi, if Noisei Hamite, Bishas Maise, they were potter from davening, if after the Levaya there's still time, they daven later. Al Koponim, so that is a machloikis, the Ri, and the Rameim in Nuremberg, in the mitzvah of Havdol, if a person was an Oinan Meitzoi Shabbos, if there's a Chiyiv Tashlumim after the Kvule. We have here another Shaila, a similar Shaila, which the Derech HaChaim says the Pshitis, and if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Keveger is Mesupik. We're saying over here that a person who ate when he was an Oinan is part of the bench, because he's an Oinan. Now, what will be the din if they made the Kvule in its Loinis Akal Hamozein? That means the halacha is one can bench till the food digests. Let's say, practically till 72 minutes, one is allowed to bench on a suda. Unless he's hungry, so that's a siman that is digested already. Al kaponim, yes, till 72 minutes to bench. So what'll be the din if he ate al tzoinon, and then they made the kvure, and it is 60 minutes after the suda? Is he mechuyev to bench, or is he not mechuyev to bench? So this is also totally in a very lomdishe shaila. And the shaila is as follows. What is the chi of birchas hamozen? Others learn the chi of birchas hamozen is on the sviya. That means, if I'm the sabato, the sviya has to come through achila. But the mechayiv of birchas hamozen is the sviya. So memele, if it's 60 minutes after the suda and I'm zat, so I'm now mechuyiv to bench. Before he was anointed, now he's mechuyev to bench. That's what the Derech HaChaim paskins, so that's what the Bir Halacha brings down. Rabbi Keveger has a tzad to say that is not true. That the emesin, the achil is the mechayev. One is mechuyev to bench on the achila. The sviya is kol's man. The hanos achila still kaim. One can bench on the achila. But the mechayev is the achila. So if b'shas achila, he was lav bar chiyuv birchas hamozin, because then he was anoinon, there's no chiyuv to bench. The same shaila applies. A person was a cotton and he became bar mitzvah at night. The same shaila, because he declares if he's now mechuyev to bench. over again, even if he benched once already. If the Svi is a Machayiv, so now he's Machayiv to bench. If the Achila is a Machayiv, so Bishas Achila, this was Achila, that is not Machayiv, Birchas Hamosim. Al Koponim, that's a little off the Gemara, but it's Negev, the Gemara says, Bishaita is Potter, so they are not Geminis, what Halach applies after the Kfura. And then again, really, theoretically, we have a Kasha, ready? It would seem that an Oinon Shein Meisei Musalafonov is also Potter. But the Gemara brings the rest of the Barais. Ubi Shabbos, Meisev, Va'oichel Bosor, V'shoisi Yayin. In Shabbos, it's Meisev. Number one, he could be Kaveya Suda. Number two, the food that he could eat Bosor, V'shoisi Yayin. Umevorech, Umezamin, Umevorechin Olov, Umezamnim Olov. V'chayiv B'chol HaMitzvahis HaMureis Patoire. Because Shabbos, there is no Dinei Aninus. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Mitoich she nischayev ve'elu, nischayev ve'kulam. Since he's mechuyev in these mitzvahs, he's also mechuyev in all mitzvahs. Now, what is Rab Shimon Gamliel coming to tell us? Omer Rab Yoichanan may binayu, what is Rab Shimon Gamliel machadish? Tashmi shamita ike binayu, if there's achiyev oino leil Shabbos. Rab Shimon Gamliel holds that there's achiyev oino leil Shabbos also, even though he's an oinot. But now the Gemara gets back to the Kashik. Toni mi es poter mikrishma minatvile minatvilen o mikol mitzvois ha'amureis betoire. So it says that this person is poter from krishma tvila tvilen mikol mitzvois ha'amureis betoire, even though it's ein meisoi muter lefono. Yeah. So now this is the kasha. So the question arises, we mentioned it before, really the kasha, the Gemara should have asked the kasha before Bishabbos. The kasha is from before. The Gemara number one brought the end of the Baraisa. No, the Gemara wanted to finish the Baraisa. But not only did the Gemara bring the end of the Baraisa, the Gemara bring a member of Rabbi Yochanan and also to explain the end of the Baraisa, which is very difficult to understand. We're not learning this Baraisa, we're just asking an innocent question. So why was the Gemara Marech to bring the whole Baraisa with the Perish of Rabbi Yochanan on the Baraisa? So the Pnei Yeshua says a very interesting pshat. The Pnei Yeshua says as follows. But in order to appreciate the Pnei Yeshua's teretz, let's see the Gemara's teretz. Amar Rapope, Tirgima Amachzer Ponov Vo'eichel. So Rapope said, the Rapope wasn't the spoil from this kasha. He says, This Baraisa is speaking about different types of Einanim. An Einanim that's together with the mace, an Einanim that's not together with the mace. So all these halachas that says that he's potter mina mitzvahs, and this is only speaking about that Einanim that's together with the mace. These halachas only apply to one Einanim. Doesn't apply to all Einanim. All Einanim are takechayev b'mitzvahs. That's Rapopis Teretz. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara knew what Rapope had up his sleeve, and the Gemara wanted to throw a monkey wrench into this teretz. Why? Because it says as follows. It says, Shabbos, Yischayev b'chol ha-mitzvahs. And according to Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, what does that mean? That means, Yischayev afilu b'tash mishamita. So the Gemara held for a davar poshet that v'tash mishamita he is not chayiv ba'oyisei cheder. That's for sure. That means, so the chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvahs is zicha speaking about in the different cheder. Rabbi Gamliel says he's chayiv afilo b'mitzvahs oyna that zicha is speaking about. So when the sefer chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvahs means in a different cheder. So the reish yepotem b'chol ha-mitzvahs also means in a different cheder. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. And the Gemara answers, Tash Mishamita Taki, you're right, is talking about in a different cheder. But that's what Rav Papa wasn't in the spoil from the Kasha. But the other things are speaking about Voisei Cheder. That's why the Makshin brought the Sefer to be Mechazik the Kasha, and Rav Papa was not in the spoil from the Kasha. Rav Ashi said that you are learning wrong pshat in our Mishnah. The poiter of an oinon is not that physically the meisai is mutal upon of that the meis is lying in front of him. That's not the poiter. Kivin shemutal olav lekoivrai kimutal upon of dami. Mutal upon of means that the meis is lying in front of him. That means the oil of the kvure is mutal olav. That's called mutal upon of. But we don't need that physically the meis should be lying in front of him. I feel if he's 10 houses away, it's also called mutal lefano. So Mamela, so there's no problem. And he brings a raya from a posik. Shenema, the posik says, Vayokam Avram me'al p'nei mesa. Avram Avinu got up from Sore. So he wasn't together with her. He left her already, after the hesped. Shenema, and afterwards he said to the b'nei ches, Ve'ekpera meisi milafonai. Svachait milafonai. He's not together with Sar anymore. And he called it milafonai. So we see from this, calls man shemutal olav lekaivrai kemutal lefonav dami. That since it's mutal olav lekaivrai, this has the same halacha of mutal lefonav. So there's no stira the Mishnah and the Berais. Let us see Rashi. Tashmi shamite ika binayu, l'Rab Shimon chayiv ovel b'oyne b'shabbos. According to Rab Shimon, an ovel chayiv mitzvah soyne. K'toni mi espota mikrishme, u mikol brochay, v'afilu k'shu oichol b'beis chaveiro. Ay, if not muta lefono. Tilgimel, hodi toni pota, amisha ein loy bayis acher. Only this one is pota, the koma mazza pona v'oichol. Havashi yoma la'olam akulo. All of these ayinim in my potter. Umas nisin nami afilu babayis achem nami potterlei. Afilu the ayinim will be in a different house, he's also potter. T'chol shemutal olav lekaivrei kori mutal lefonav. As long as there's a chiyiv kvur on him, that's called mutal lefonav. The Gemara brings a ray from the posik. It says, Vayokem Abram, uchsiv ekbara meisi milefonai vishayta lav lefonav have. Sora was not b'fnei Avram. Now let us learn Tosfos. Ve'einai mevorech. Perish Rashi, ve'ein zokuk levorech. He's not mechuyiv to make a broche. Umashme mitoich perushoi, she'im rotzo levorech, if he's interested in making a broche, rashoi. He's similar to a chosn. Just like a chosn l'alocha we paskin, that even though he's potter from Krishma, but if he wants, he can learn Krishma. That's what we learned yesterday. So an oval, an oinon, has the same aloche. He's mikir adim potter, but if he wants, he could learn Krishma. Mi yubi rishalmi kamar im rotzo lahachmer ein shaymin loy. If he wants to be machmer and make a broche and learn Krishma, we don't let him. Lakach nira loymer, that the translation of einei mevorech does not mean einei tzorich levorech. No, einei mevorech means einei rashoi levorech. He's not permitted to bench. Umeforish b'yirshalmi lomo. Why is this person not permitted to make a broche? V'koma mipnei kvoidei shal meis. The covet of the meis requires that he should not be doing any other thing besides tzolche hameis. So going off and making broches or being oisik and any other inyonim, this is paigeya b'kvoidei shal meis. Inami mipnei she'ein loy mi she'yiso masoi. It's not als the covet, but if he'll be doing other things, there will not be someone who could be the metapol in the tzolche hameis. So in order to ensure that the meis's tzrochim will be niskayim, he's not allowed to do any other thing, and the meis has priority. So these are two timing. Uporich, so the Yerushalmi asks, Vosanye potter minetilas lulut. We learned in a baraisa that an oinon is potter to take a lulut. Because alke daitach the mairi biyontif. The Yerushalmi held this is speaking by yontif. Uboy einay torod lisa masoi. In Yontev, he can't do anything in Yontev. Va'af al pikein, he's potter. So if you say that the ptur is because ein loy misha yisa masoi, that only applies bimei chayil. But yontiv, there's nothing to do in yontiv with a meis. Bafal pikein is potter. So the Takashe and the man Yoma that says misha yisa masoi, umishani tifta b'chayil. That what he says is potter from aluliv is not speaking about yontiv shal sukis, it's speaking about chalamoit sukis. Perish b'chayil shal moit. V'hasanye, so the Yerushalmi asks a second kasha. Potter mit kiyah shayfa. The Baraisa says that an oinon is potter from kiyah shayfa. So the Yerushalmi asks, isloch lemeima b'chayil b'loi b'yontiv b'tmiyah. By luliv, even there's a chalamoit. But by shayfa, there's no chalamoit. So our kocher was speaking about yontiv, and there's nothing what to do yontiv. Aval pikein is potter. Umishani omer abchanine, mikivin shuhu zokuk lahochin loy orim v'tachichin. Lamaise, it is, he has to take care to prepare for the meis an orim and tachichin. So memele, there's something that he can do Shabbos to make sure that the orim and tachichin will be in time for the levayim meitzoy Shabbos. Kedisnan, machshichin alatchum, one is allowed to go in Shabbos to the tchum, lahavi loy orim v'tachichim. Kemoishu noise masoi dovi. So this person has something what to do Shabbos. He has something what to think about Shabbos. So therefore he's potter from krishme. Alma mashme, the bishabosois v'yomim toivim. So let us just give a shtikel akdomen. The Pnei Moshe in the Yerushalmi says that this is pshat according to the Yerushalmi. And Taisa Zichel learned like this. That pshat is that since he has something to do on Shabbos, so even though lemaise could be the journey will be towards the end of Shabbos, will be shalashud this time, will be mincha time, but already his mind is already occupied a whole day already. How he's going to go and thus, so already there's a ptur of yisa masoi, a whole Shabbos already. He has something to do this Shabbos. It's not this minute, it's in 8 hours and 10 hours. He's already, he has dinei aninus on him because of the pula he'll be doing in Shabbos. Therefore he's part of Tkiya Shaifa. So Taisva says, so it comes out now from the Yerushalmi, Alme Mashme, the Bishabosais, the Yomim Toivim, Eine Rashoi, Levorech, Ulispalo. Just like what says that he's potter from Tkiya Shaifa. And potter from Tkiya Shaifa doesn't mean he's potter, he's not allowed to blow Shaifa. Because Tais is, well, it's not only a Ptur, it's an Issa. So Memele, so just like he's potter from Tkiya Shaifa, he's potter from all mitzvahs. He's not allowed to bench, he's not allowed to daven. The Torut, lahachshich loy alatchum. He's Torut in order to make sure that he'll be able to go Saif Shabbos to the Tchum. Lahavi Oren v'tachichin. The kasha, so Taisa says, oh, das teig doch nicht. So what are we going to do with the seifa of our bereise? The kasha mi seifa, diktoni b'shabes mevorchen olof, u mezamnem olof. Chein tanya nami b'yirishalmi, b'amed vorem amurim b'choil, avo b'shabes meise v'yoichel, u mevorch v'oinem achav omein. Here it says the our safe, and then there's a bereise that the Yerushalmi brings. That Shabbos is mevorech v'ayinem achav omein. So here it says he's potter from tkiya shayfar an yontif, because machshichen al atchum. And here it says that, that he's chayiv Shabbos an yontif. V'oimer hori, the pligi adodi reishe v'seife b'Yerushalmi. So the Ri says there's a machloikis. There is taka a machloikis. What is the machloikis? So it could be the machloikis is in this nekude. That the bereise that says he's potter from tkiya shayfa, and Taisus seem to learn shat in the bereise that he's potter even in the morning from tkiya shayfa, that bereise held machshichen alatchum creates a tirde even the beginning of the day. Even though the meise, the machshichen alatchum will be the seif ayoyim, but he's already told. That's what the bereise holds. And our Beraisa holds that Machshichin Alatchum is only a poiter b'shaitoi. An hour before the journey, whenever the tildes arise, then already he's poiter. So, but till then, is mevolchen olov, a mezamnem olov, so mele, that is pshat way Tosfos is saying it is a machloikis. Other Rishonim say, the Rosh says over here, that faked we can make shalom al Yisrael, we can say that that is no machloikis. That faked, till Soif Hayoim, he's taking chayiv in mitzvahs. When it comes Soif Hayoim, then he becomes potter. His potter from Tkiyah Shaifa means that he didn't have a Shaifa in the morning. If he would have a Shaifa in the morning, the Rabbeinu Yoinah brings down, Achmon and Etzlon, there was a Maisa, the Ramban lost a child, Rosh Hashanah, and he told him in the morning to blow a Shaifa from him. He wasn't up to Machshich and Alatchum. So, Faker, so the Rosh wants to say there's no Machloikis whatsoever. The Baraisa is speaking about if it's, he didn't hear Tkiyah Shaifa the whole day. Now it's Samuch to this man of Machshich and Alatchum. So the Baraisa says now he's spotted from Tkiyah Shaifa. Our Baraisa that says these Chayiv Mitzvahs is speaking about till that time. Most of the day he's not Torah at all with this. So then we don't have to make Bechlal any Machloikis between the Baraisa. The Rebbe Nissan al Hayyaimer, the Efshel Yashvai, that's a different teretz. There's no machlokes. The Vadaim Datoi Lahachshich Alatchum, if this person is an intent. Lahachshich Alatchum, Oz Yeshlon Uloimer, the Torah Lahachshich. That's true. If he has an intention during the day, he'll be Machshich Alatchum, so he's put there all day already. Vein Erashoy Levorich. I will be safe in my rib shein bati la hachshich alatchum. It's not that the aroinis were after the tchum. You can get the organ, his next door neighbor was an undertaker. There's no problem. So in such a case, there was no necessity la hachshich alatchum. So there's nothing to do in Shabbos. Humiyu hay taima lo shayach le taima de mishum kvoidah. So Tosfos says, this is only if you learn according to the time of the Yerushalmi, that is poter als ein lemisha yisamasoi. So the poter is the tipple that is necessary for the maize. So we could say that our Baraisa is speaking about, there's no necessity to be metapel him in Shabbos. The Baraisa in the Yerushalmi is speaking about, there is a necessity to be metapel with him on Shabbos. But according to the man, the Omer, Mishum Kvaidai, that means the Kovet HaMeis is Mechayev, that one should not be Isaac in any other thing, so then it's bitter, what is Pshat in Abba Reise. The Rosh in Moyet Kotten answers this Kashi, he says the whole Inyan of Kvaidai is also only if he can do something for the Meis. It's not a covet, that means if Shabbos there's nothing that can be done for the maize, so there's no legitimate reason to hold him back from doing other things off the covet of the maize. It's the covet of the maize, he doesn't make a broche. If there's something can be done for the maize, it's as man that something can be done. I feel the others that can do it. But covet of the maize, he has to show from his actions, he's interested, the maize licked off the cup, and he's not doing any other thing besides seeing or overseeing what should be done for the mace. So therefore, even though there's other people that are metapel, mishum kvoidish ha-mace, he also has to be misanyin in the tzolche ha-mace. But the Rosh says that is only if there's something that can be done. But in a zman that nothing can be done, it's Shabbos, so mameo there's no kvoidish ha-mace either. So we have here machlokes ha-rishonim, if kvaidai shal mace applies in a zman when nothing can be done for the mace. Tosfos held that it does apply. So therefore Tosfos asks Akash according to this man, the Yoma, what is pshat na baraisa? Why is he chayv b'chol ha-mitzvahs? It should be also as kvaidai shal mace. And the Rosh HaMayit Kotten answers that kvaidai shal mace only applies in a zman where something can be done for the mace. If it's a zman that nothing can be done for the mace, there's no inyan of kvaidish shomais. Umin ha-yirishalmi, now Tosfos starts speaking about another inyan.
Und mein Yerushalmi de Mishani, de Potter min Atilas Lulav. Die Yerushalmi erste Kasche, why is he Potter from the Atilas Lulav? It's Yontif. There's nothing that can be done. So the Yerushalmi answered, the Mayri b'choy lamoit. The Torah Lisa Masoi. It's speaking about Chalamoit. Lamatnu. So Taisa says, so we see from the Yerushalmi, she b'choy lamoit, Shayech Aninus Kshemei Seimuta Lefonot. So we see from the Yerushalmi that Dine Aninus apply Chalamoit. It seems the pilpul of Taisus over here was, if Taisus held Dine Aninus is Ptur Mitzvahs, and Dine Aninus is also Iser Basar V'Yayin. And it seems Taisvis somehow had a suffix if there's an Issa Basa V'Yayin in Chalamoit. So Taisvis says, if the Yerushalmi says that Dine Aninus apply to Chalamoit, Legabi Ptur Mitzvahs, so Hu Adin, the Issa Basa V'Yayin will also apply. Because the Chiyav Basa V'Yayin in Chalamoit is also a mitzvah, and if he's Basa min a mitzvah, so Mamela it'll be also the boss of Yai. So let's go further. Vikivin the Shemutal Lafon of Shaykh Aninus. Kimutal all of the Kovra, Kimutal Lafon of Domi. So it also a Shaykh Aninus and it'll be also the boss of Yai. The Chain Ibche. Misha Mesa Imutal Lafon of. The other way around. If the Mesa is Mutal Lafon of Vain, all of the Kovra. But he cannot be mekaver him, or there's no chiyav on him to be mekaver him. Ein ein neyeg aninus. Then there won't be aninus. V'chei mashma v'yirushalmi. Nimser l'rabim. What if the rabim are taking care in Gansen? It was nimser already l'rabim. Oichul boso v'shoy se yayin. So he's mutter b'boso v'yayin because it's not mutter olav l'kovroi. Now let's just understand what the Issa Basa V'Yayin is. The Emerson Taisves in Mayit Kotten Daf Chav Gimel asks a very interesting shaila. Why is it that Basa V'Yayin is also for an oinon? Nilas HaSandal is muta for an oinon. The Dini Avelis is chal after the Kvura. There Nilas HaSandal is also and Basa V'Yayin is muta. So it's a very interesting halacha that an oinon has an issa basa v'yayin, but there's no dini avelus on him. He's muter benilas hasandal, and then afterwards the bizasa basa v'yayin, and others muter b'basa v'yayin. So Taisvah says the issa of basa v'yayin is sheyesh loy liyos torud b'kvuras meisai. An oinon has one chiyav on him. He should be torud b'kvuras meisai. V'loyi moshech achar dvorim achelim kigoyin achilas boso ushtiyis yayin. That's called he's indulging in food. That is astire to the tirde. That he should be torud b'meisoi. Fakerta ben yayin explains he zich has to wear shoes. Fakert, he can accomplish much more with wearing shoes than without wearing shoes. So fakert, al se torud b'meisoi, he has to wear shoes. There's no dini avelis. Aber fakert, the Torah b'meisoi is a machayev that he should not indulge in basa v'yayin. So Taisva says, but what if there's nothing to do? That means it's finished already. Nimsa l'rabim. So if there's nothing for him to do anymore, everything was taken care of already. Oichel basa v'shoy se'yayin. And the Rishami says, nimsa l'ksafayim ke nimsa l'rabim. If it was given over mistama to Hevra Kedisha or something, that's ready. It was they're taking care of it. And about Kochach Nimsa L'Rabim Ratzolaymer Afilu Lefonov, that it's speaking about Afilu the Mace is Muta Lefonov, but they're already taking care. There's nothing anymore that he has to do. So then he's Muta Bebosu V'Yayin. The Isha Loy Lefonov. If it was already taken out of the house, Teipik Leishem Yad Chalol of Avelus Mishiyotzim Mipesach Beisoy. That means if he's not going to the Levaya and the mace left already, so the Aninus ended already. So Kochach Yishami is speaking about that the Avelus did not start. That it's still in his house. But since he has nothing to do,
So therefore, he's the dini aninis on nifsak. Vekiven the loichal olay aninis. Since the din aninis is toloi in the torud b'meisa, and that depends if he can accomplish something or can't accomplish something. In Cain, Adam she'eina yochel likber meisa. So now Taisa speaks about a shaila, which all the Rishonim bring down, who says nebach ha'maisa that occurred bizman the Bali ha'taisa. Kegoin, Adam she'meis b'beisa asurim. There was a maisa with a chosed echot that the Moishel put him in prison, and he died nebach in the prison. And the Moishel was not maskim to give out the body. Ve'ena ha'moishel menichei lekovroi, nire, so Taisa says she'ein chayv linig boi aninis, so there's no dinei aninis. She'rei ein ze mutl olav lekovroi, there's nothing that he can do, nei she'ein yochel if doisei leitzi lekovroi. He can't get him out of the prison, so he can't be mekavar him. So the minute it's not mutl olav lekovroi, there's no din aninis. Kidisanye b'meseches mochik nisyayishu bailov milakovoy. Now this is a different thing. We'll see in a minute. If the bailam gave up hope of kvure misavlanolo, so then the din is, so it's considered as if the avela started already because there's no kvure. Uposik minei teires aninus. Then he's not a noinon, but then it starts avelas. Miu ba'oisai shetovsai moishu. But in this case, that the Moishel is holding the body, gam avelus ein echaye the loydomi l'nisyayish melekovroi. This is not similar to nisyayish melekovroi sheshuv ein echovroi, because there he won't bury him anymore. So avolach adainu mitzapin yochalas es psharim a Moishel loyniach lekovroi. Period. So let's to try to diagnose this halacha. Taisus brings down Adin that there was a person who was nifter in the prison, and the Moishel, let's speak about the Rishonim bring down the mice a little better. The Moishel wanted a huge amount of money, and they weren't interested in paying the money for two reasons. First of all, they didn't have the money, and second of all, that they're not allowed to pay so much money. This will be a new business already by the Moishel. So Mamele was a big problem. At the present time, there was nothing to do. But it wasn't Nisyayish Milakovoy. It wasn't Nisyayish Milakovoy. They were hoping that Moshe Duchkumen with the Moishel will show him we're not so, he wants money, and we'll show him we're not so ready to give money. What did they plan to do? So it's very interesting. The Rosh in Mayit Kotten says, Amoyre de Keloshen. The Rosh in Mayit Kotten, Peire Gimel Simen and Hay says as follows. Loi nisyayishu legamri lekovrei. They were not miyayish to be mekava this person. Vohoyu mekavin bi Yeshuas Hashem. They had betochen in the Rabbeinu Shalom. What will the Rabbeinu Shalom do? Sheyare mimorayim ruach hamoyishu. Leiv Melochim Besorim V'Yad Hashem is Memela. They were hoping they're going to say Tillim now. This Moishel has to change his mind. No, the Rabbeinu Shalom can take care of that. Shahoyu Mikavim Sheyare Mimorim Ruach HaMoishel Lesita Lekvure Bedomim Uwatim. That means they were hoping that the Moishel will go down in his price. How does the Moishel go down? The Rabbeinu Shalom that says the Rabbeinu Shalom is a Merachim Zayin. Hilkach, so they had bitochen, they were mekavin. They were saying, Faker, now's not the time to stop doing mitzvahs, Faker. I was looking to them that Mespalo Zayin as, Yalem imorem ruach ha-moishel, as a sheyarem imorem ruach ha-moishel. So the Avelus wasn't chal, for oinenim loihavi, kimen en yochel is hasek v'kvurosoi. So the Rosh explains it beautifully. At the present time, there was nothing to do. Legabi the Meis, there's nothing to do. He's locked in the prison. What one could do is say Tillim Adarabe. So that's what he should do. So he's not potter min mitzvahs. Let him say Tillim. Let the Eibush is all merachim zayin. But they had hopes that since the only thing that's involved was money, Jahre mit Morim Ruach Hamoish. Und das ist ein Möhrdike Madane Yontef over hier. Der Madane Yontef says, bei Haruge Beita, there was a Velus already. Even though they weren't Nitin Lekvura. There was a Velus already. There were Meyayish. So the Madane Yontef says, what was over there? Because there wasn't money. There was Sinas Yisrael. They wanted the Davke that the Yidin should not be Nikbar. So then, they held there's nothing what to do. So there they were Miyayish Milakovroy, and there was Chalavelus. Here it was only money they were hoping, Hayu Mekavim be Yeshua Hashem Sheyare Mimorim Ruach HaMoshe. Lasita Lekvura Bedome Muotim. The Rosh is very understandable. The Rabbeinu Yoine speaks about the same case, but the Rabbeinu Yoine says they were hoping for something else. The Rabbeinu Yoine says as follows: Va'af al pi sheloi nisiyashu milevakesh lehispasher im hashiltein b'chol hayoyim. They never gave up hope that each day they're going to handle with the shiltein. So that means they were hoping the politic to the shiltein should be maskim. Afilu hochi. Ein ze nikra tirde vechay to be mishtadl with the shiltein. So what is the category? What is called the mutl or the tirde of kvure? That's l'chayre the aleph of the kvure. You have to get him out of the prison. It's very unclear what the gather is. Al kaponet al ben yayne says ein ze nikra tirde, even though they were. The whole day they were mukhin to handle with the shilton, but that is not called a tirda of kvur. V'chein maise the Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon b'Bab Metzia the posak mitzvahs aninis. Now the Gemara says in Bab Metzia Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon told his wife that it seems the Chachma Yisrael had a tain against him, so he told his wife before his ptire that they should not be meidia the oilam that he was nifter, because there will not be a levaya lefi kvoidoi, and Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon remained in the attic of his house between 18 and 22 years. And the Gemara relates that when someone had shailas, he used to stand outside and they asked him the shaila and he used to answer. That was after the ptira. Al koponim, so there, Rabbi Elazar de Rab Shimon, there was nisyayish milakovroi. There lemaisa, the avelis started right after his ptira. Umaisa, shem, al koponim, taisvis over here is just putting down the guidelines that the pture aninis depend on torod lekovroi. If it's mutl all of lekovroi, then all dini aninis achal, including chilas basra shtiyas yayin. And if it's not torod lekovroi, so the dini aninis are not applied. Umaise, there was a maise shemeisa achoisei shal Rabbeinu Tam b'Shabbos. The Rabbeinu Tam's sister was nifter in Shabbos. He was told Meitzoy Shabbos. He ochal bosar v'shosayayin with some of them alav amalke. And they looked very modern at him. He's an oina. But Omar, so he said, Amir de kechidish, kivin sheyesh lo baal shechayev v'kvuroso. So the whole chiyuv kvure is mutal on the baal, even though he's a korev also, it's a brother. But if there's a baal, so the whole chiyuv kvure is on him. And the other krovim can dreis the chayis from the chiyuv kvure. If there's a husband, that's his parsha. Ve'efsher shegam rabbi nitaimim hoye biraf moye meikol meyoy seitam. God the Maisa was, she wasn't in the same city, but according to the Rabbeinu Tam's Lomdis, if he had been in the same city, he would also be mutter to the boss of a yain because she had a husband. The Rosh of Avanot says it's a moira de kechidish that it comes out that the only Only the korev that's a yoyrish, that korev is mutal all of the kovra, and all other krovim have no dini aninis. He didn't want to accept this psak of the Rabbeinu Tam. And he held that all krovim are, this mutal aleim, the kvuras hameis. Let us go further in the Gemara. Meisai ain. In the Mishnah it says that if it's Meisai, a korev of his, Meisai, then is his potter mikola mitzvahs. Avo mishamroi, loy. But what? If it's not Meisai, he's only misham of the meis, then he is mechuyev b'mitzvahs. Vasanye ha-mishamer es ha-meis, Afal pi sheine meisei poter mikrishme minatfila mikol mitzvah samuris betayr. The shaila is, where did the Gemara see this? Meisei ain't. Mishamroi loy. Where did the Gemara make such a diik? So the Tzlach explains the diik is as follows, because the Baraisa is speaking about, one of the cases of the Baraisa is that he has no place where to go. He's in the same room with the mace, so the Gemara held, so in that case he's Meshama the mace also. And the Baraisa says the Ptur is because it's Meisoi. If he's in together with the mace, it's Meshamroi also. And so why isn't he Potter out to Meshamroi? We learned a Shomer a mace is also Potter Mikol HaMitzvahs. So the Gemara answers, no. Meis is speaking about a case when he's not Meshamah. I feel when he's in the same room with the Meis, someone else has been Meshamah the Meis. So therefore, his Ptur is Alt Meisai. And Meshamah is also a Poiter. That's the Gemara's Teretz. Meisai, Afapi She'ene Meshamroi. Meshamroi, Afapi She'ene Meisai. Meisai, Afapi She'ene Meshamroi. Now the Gemara asks further. Meisai u'mishamroi ein. Davke meisai u'mishamroi is pot. Avo mahalach beveis akvoris loi. But if a person is a mahalach beveis akvoris loi, he doesn't have these dinim. Vosanyi lo yahalach odom beveis akvoris etfilum beroishai v'sefer teirei bezroyai v'koirei. Im oise kein oiver mishum loyig l'rosh cheiref oisei. So we see that a person, even though he's not a mishamer, and he's not meisoi, he's also oser belimud ha-teire, and so why does it say meisoi and mishamroi? So the achayinim ask ha-meire dike kashe, the Nachlas David and the Tzlach, they ask, here it says he's potter. Misha meisei mutal lefonov, he's potter. That means, if it's meisei mutal lefonov, there's no din he should leave the meis in lane krishme. He's potter from krishme. A person is meshamer es hameis, he's potter from krishme. Here it says that a person is walking in a beis hakvoris, he's not allowed to lane krishme, he's not allowed. But there's a mizman krishme, so you better go out quick. I mean, what's the Gemara's kasha? So the Tzlach answers that the Gemara's kash is as follows. We're speaking about over here that the Barais is speaking about one case that he has no place where to go. He has no place where to go. It's a kelt. When he eats, he just turns around. Machzer es pono. But he's together with the mace. So he's together with the mace. So the mace, he's an onus. He also can't learn krishma. He has no place where to go. When it comes to eating, he has no place where to go. So he's stuck there. He's stuck in the room with the mace. Va'afal pikein, it says, he's potter, because it's mesoi. L'chayre, this person would be potter because he's not allowed to learn krishma. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is about this person. This person who was stuck with the mace and there's nowhere where to go. So it says he's potter from krishma only because he's potter. L'chayre is potter al tzonus, al tzloig l'rosh. So the Tzlach asks the kasha, what's the kasha? L'chayre, what'll be the din? This is, we once mentioned, is the Mishnah Melech Sasofik. What if the mace is a lady?
So there's no like Lagosh. She's part of Alima da Teire. She's part of Krishma. So maybe this Barais is speaking about a lady. So that's why you need the tool of Mesai. And it's speaking about, he's going in the base of Kvaros. The base of Kvaros, usually there's a Taruvus there, there's men and ladies there. So Mela, there he's also of the men. So it brings a raya from this Gemara that is a lay galosh by ladies also. Al Kaponim, that's the Tzlach's raya. Anyway, so let's go back to the Gemara. Hosam teicha ba'amisu da'osa. There, al the Isar of Loig L'Rosh, the Tzavke in the Yarba'amis. Chutz la'arba'amis chayit. Chutz la'arba'amis is chayit. The mama meis teifes dalet ames lekrishme. Hoche chutzl dalet ames nami potter. Here is potter heistes als meisoi. Zogt Rashi. Meshamri odam aches ene kreuwe ele meshamri. Teifes dalet ames lekrishme shosa likris besoich arba ames shaloi mishum loig lerosh. B'seifer teire b'zroye v'koyre hu adin da'al peh osa likrois. It says, le'yhalach odem b'beis ha'kvoris u'tfilim b'roishoy b'seifer teire b'zroye. Now, in this halacha, let us explain, the mafoshim say tfilim b'roishoy. Tfilim b'roishoy, because the tfilim sh'barosh is megula, so one is not allowed to go into b'beis ha'kvoris, tfilim b'roishoy. The tfilim sh'al'yad, that is mechusa, one is allowed to wear the tfilim sh'al'yad. That's number one. Sefer Teire b'zroye b'koyre. So it says he's holding a Sefer Teire, and he's leaning in the Sefer Teire. So Taisva says, who adin v'alper osa likrois. So who adin alper? So Poshe, the Pashas and Taisva says that, why does it say Sefer Teire b'zroye b'koyre? Because Ben Yonah says, Dvorim shebiksav yato reshoy loim rambalper, so memele. So therefore, the derech is that he takes along the Sefer Torah to be koire. But hu adin, the kriya alone is also. Now there's a whole shaila if one is allowed to bring a Sefer Torah in the Beis HaKvoris not to be koire in the Sefer Torah. According to Taisviz, could be, the individual wants to say could be, it's mutter. And others want to say that the goyin says that pshat in the barai, not like Taisviz, that it's two cases. One case is he's not allowed to go in tefillin b'roishay. Number two, sefer teireh b'zroyeh. Number three, the koireh b'alpeh. Fakert, the goyim wants to say that the kri is not from the sefer teireh. That to bring a sefer teireh into beis hakvoris is also osa. There's a whole shaila, if there's a loig l'rosh, if there's not, others want to say there's no loig l'rosh, if the sefer teireh. They bring from the Magid Talumis. The Magid Talumis brings from a Zohar HaKadosh, Shachmon Netzlan Be'ez Tzore. One should bring a Sefer Torah in the Beis HaKvoris. And the Mesim are Miskansim Shom U'mispalolim Alachayim. That's what the Zohar HaKadosh says. But others say it's better not to bring a Beis. It's a big tumul la'aloche if one is allowed to bring a Sefer Torah in a Beis HaKvoris. Al Kolponim, That are the yukim from this barais. Gufe, a meshamer as a meis. A person is watching a meis. Afapi she'enoi meisoi. Even though it's not meisoi. Pata mikrishme minatfilim mikol mitzvei samuris patoi. Hoyushnaim. If there are two people that were watching the meis, zeh meshamer v'zeh koire. V'zeh meshamer v'zeh koire. Benazei oima, hoyuboim besvine. What if they were in a svine? Minichoi bezovizu. Mispalum shneim bezovizacheres. That is not necessary that Nesvina, that any of them should watch. You can both stop them together. My benayu, Omer Ravina, choishishin lachborim ike benayu. If Nesvina wanted to be chayish for achborim, that seems that's the shmira from the mace, ma'asova chashinen, or ma'asova loy chashinen. Choishishin lachborim, potem ikrishm shim doisik b'mitzvah, choishishin lachborim, tanakama chayish lachborim, afilu besvina. Tana rabon. Hamoylech atzomeis mimokim lemokim. A person is transporting atzomeis of a mace. Hareze lo yitneim b'diskaye v'yitneim al gabi chamer v'yirkav aleim. He should not put the atzomeis in a sack and put this on his chamer and ride over the sack. Ifnei shenoyig bem minig bezoin. To use the atzomeis for a saddle or for a pillow that is a bezoin.
ואם היה מסיורי מפני נוחים מפני ליסטים, מותר. But if he was afraid of goyim or listim, that means that's the only way he can conceal these atzomis is by riding on top of it, then it's mutter. Uchederich shamru batzomis, kach omru b'sefer Torah. The same aloha prize in the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Aha, ilay ma'areish, that one should not sit on the Sefer Torah, pshiti, neither. Ebraisa to tell me, just like you're not allowed to sit on atzomis, you're not allowed to sit on the Sefer Torah. Fashteitzach. Vigora Sefer Torah me'atzomis, Eloha Sefer. It is going on the Sefer. So Pashtus is that B'mokim Sakone, one is allowed to sit on the Sefer Torah, even though it involves a bezoin of the Sefer Torah. Rashi says, Imhoya Misyore, V'tzorich Lilkoy, V'tzkaya, Marzev Godel Shal Oyer, a large sack of oil, Imhoya Misyore, V'tzorich Lilkoy, V'alasus V'lorut, Ala Sefer Moim Misyore Roichi. Taisvis, the Yirkav Aleihem. Now, the Bereise is speaking about two halachas. Halacha Aleph is that if there's no chash of listim, one is not permitted to ride on the atzomis. If there is a chash of listim, then one is permitted to ride on the atzomis. Avol, now let's see Taisvis. Avol im mafshilon la'achoy reval hachamoyer. What one could derive from the Reisha only asked to sit on top of the Atzomis. But what if he is sitting next to the Atzomis? That means both around the Chamoyer. So it seems there's no Isser. All this is the Yirkav Aleihem. Avli mafshilon la'achoyre v'ala Chamoyer. Shapir domi. V'chein b'sefer Torah. Taisa says the same halacha will apply by a sefer Torah. Now, so what is Taisvis saying? That means we know Aloha, one should not sit on the same bench where there's a Svarim or Sefer Torah about the Givis. So Taisvis says, Nitazoi. Here it seems Al Kaponim, if one has to transfer the Sefer Torah, so one is allowed to sit on the same bench with the Sefer Torah. Azoi Shtei Tardo. Va'afilu im bidbat choles the Sefer Torah, afilu yul asar a Sefer Torah, Avon Nadim Ksubim Shapodom. Nadim Ksum, this is Yerushalmi by Nadim. We'll see soon. Umiyu Nira, that's the Marshoz Hago. Umiyu Nira, Da'af B'Sefer Torah Shapodom. That a Sefer Torah is also Mutter. The Loim is Tava Loima. Mishum Shiri, Midinok at Sefer Torah. That since it mentions Sefer Torah, So what's the chiddush of Sefer Torah? The loy mistava loy mishum shir yusa denochim velistim. That he wants to tell you that in order to prevent that the nochim and listim should take it, it's mutter to sit on the Sefer Torah. Dopshite de mutter. The loma yia also. And I think others explain Fakel to be a greater bezoyin to the Sefer Torah if the listim will get a hold of it. So you don't need the Ike Bereise to tell me that it's mutter to sit on the Sefer Torah. Boy, the Behed Yom of Yishalmi, the Sky Malay Sforim, Oishay Ba'atzomis, Almei Sereisa, Mavshim Lom Lachayra, V'roichav Olam. But let us explain what Taisa said in the first Shura. So Taisa meant that the Ike Chiddush of Sefer Torah is on the Diuk of the Reish. That means the Reish says one should not ride on Atzomis. But there's a diuk from the Reisha, but next to Atzomis one is permitted to ride. And then there's that's going v'chein b'seifer Atzomis kachomu b'seifer Torah. This kula, that one is allowed to sit next to a Sefer Torah if in the transporting of the Sefer Torah, because the last aloche that b'mokim b'zoyin a Sefer one is allowed to sit. That's poshet. That's Shittas HaTaisvis. There's a big machlokes harishonim in this, and others want to say that it only goes on the Sefer, but one is not allowed to sit with the Sefer Torah. There's two reasons. One, first of all, it's achayr of the Sefer Torah, which is also, one is not allowed to go out. Me Rabbi is back facing the Rebbe, Savadi Gevis,
a Sefer Torah, one is not allowed to, and besides sitting on the same mokim together with the Sefer Torah. And the Shitas Rabbeinu Yoneh in our sugya is that even the mokim listim, one is only permitted to put it next to him, but not, one is not allowed to sit on top of the Sefer Torah. Omar Rechave, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Haroya Hameis Ve'enem Alaveyu, a person who sees a mace and is not malava the mace, oiver mishum loig larosh cheirav oiseil. But he's not malava the mace, it's called a loig larosh. Vim hulvo, maschori, omar abasi, olav akosav oimer, malava Hashem choinen dal. A person who's choinen a dal through levoye, it's like he's malava Hashem. A mechabdoi, choinen evyein. A person who's choinen an evyein is a mechabed Hashem. So Mamela ain't lacha dal the evyain that's greater than a mace. So Mamela, so whatever he's doing to the mace, the Kaddish Bochu rechens ki'ilu he did it for a Kaddish Bochu. Malav Hashem chaynin dal, kribe malav esamokim, misha chaynin esadal. The ain't lacha dal min ha mace, so malav oisi kilo malav esamokim. Rabchiye verabiyonis na veshokli veozli bebeis akvot. They were going bebeis akvoris. Ave koshadye trelte de Rabbi Yonison. So the trelis, the tzitzis of Rabbi Yonison was schlepping sich on the beis akvoris. Oma alei rabchiye dalye, pick up your tzitzis. Kedei shlo yoimru lemochel boim etzleinu. Va'achshav mechalfin oisonu. That means, o maligin, they're making fun of us. It's a loig l'rosh that the tzitzis are we're wearing tzitzis and they don't have tzitzis. Omaleu miyodi kule hai. Do they know? They know what's happening. Foksiva meisim eni yaidim uume. Omaleim korisa loishanisa imshin. If you learned once the posik, you didn't chaz it over and misboinen the pshatan posik. Imshinisa loishalasht, imshalashta loipirshalach. You don't know pshatan posik, and that we'll learn Mirza Hashem tomorrow. Al koponim. One ha'ore, the sheet, the Rabbeinu Yoneh is medayik from this gemore, that we learned before, one is not permitted to go into a beis hakvoros with tilling. So it's a loig l'rosh. Here it seems that the problem was that the tzitzis were schlepping on the keva. But the tzitzis wouldn't be schlepping on the keva, he's allowed to wear tzitzis. So what's the difference between tzitzis and tilling? That's the Rabbeinu Yoneh's kasha. So you could say in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down if the tzitzis are covered, so memela like they said tefillin shayat, that's one teretz. But the Rabbeinu Yoneh says amayra de kibbol. The Rabbeinu Yoneh says as follows: Bizman Chazal, their begodim were talesim. That was their beged. So no, if I'm wearing a beged, I have to put tzitzis on it. But that was their beged. A person is not mechuyev to take off his clothes in the beis hakvoros. I'm God mekayim a mitzvah with my clothes, because the Torah says you should put tzitzis on your begodim. I'm not mechuyev to take off my clothes. Pshat is tefillin. Tefillin is lemaise. Tefillin is lemaise. A maise a mitzvah. So don't do the mitzvah in the beis hakvoros. But you're not mechuyev to take off your malbushim. So the Rabbeinu Yoneh declares lahalacha said that could be dafke bizmaneihem. Bizmaneihem they wore it as clothes. That was the seder alavisha. Bismanena, we wear a talus only as talus shall mitzvah, so it'll be also to wear a talus in the basic for us also. Okay, let's see. Rashi, dalye, ekvienu, loishanisa, lechazalta, lepam shenish, kadesh, tispain, and boy.